It is 8:13. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick. Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Fat Tuesday. That's right. It is Fat Tuesday. Wednesday tomorrow. And the First Christian Church in Knoxville doing a little fundraiser, Mardi Gras King Cake fundraiser. Joining us to talk more about it, pastor of the First Christian Church over Knoxville, Jordan Knight. Jordan, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Happy Mardi Gras, y'all.
Absolutely. You as well. So let's talk a little bit. So you actually spent some time growing up in New Orleans. So you have been multiple times to the actual Mardi Gras celebration. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about that. And even growing up there and being a younger person going.
Well, let me tell you, I'll set it straight. I was 20 when I moved, early 2000s, and had the blessing of being a spectator during many a Mardi Gras, the parades, crawfish boils, the decadence of Bourbon Street, all that stuff. Even had the blessed challenge of working a job on Mardi Gras on Bourbon Street.
Wow.
And worked at a corner grocery just off of Bourbon Street, in between there and Jackson Square, the big cathedral that many flock to. So right, like Kramer says on Seinfeld, I'm in that nexus of the universe. You just had to sit down and it all came to you, and I got to enjoy that for several years in a row.
Well, I'm guessing Mardi Gras is also what you make it, because, you know, a lot of people say, okay, it's a big party. I'm going to a big party. I'm going to drink a lot. You can make it that. But that's not the only thing you can make it, though, and which was not necessarily the intent of Mardi Gras.
I had a pastor tell me once, hell is real, and it's being invited to the party and not participating. You know, you're the party pooper at the party. And, you know, I was joking with somebody who used to live there, and we was reminiscing. I went to the Baptist seminary. Many of my constituents, colleagues, my classmates, they would never go to the quarter, especially at Mardi Gras, unless they was going to protest. Meanwhile, New Orleans is like 80% Roman Catholic. And then all the ethnicity that comes to that Gulfport city throughout the years, it's just not very Baptist at all. And then, the over-the-top nature of Mardi Gras is heightened by the lifestyle that is New Orleans, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's talk it, because Mardi Gras, you know, basically the celebration leading toward Easter, and it's kind of different within different religions how it's celebrated. And Mardi Gras, I mean, you got Mardi Gras Carnival in Brazil and different things. So talk about the religious meaning behind it, and then following up with Fat Tuesday and Ash Wednesday.
How long you want me to talk, guys? Yeah. So if I
got some time,
if we could think on something that we'd all understand. If I took all these beads off that I got and just mashed them all up, they'd be all knotted up. And, you know, Mardi Gras, but religion as a whole, we all have in this Christian country that we feel has its roots in Protestantism, Catholicism, and then all of that is intertwined with Judaism. And it's all knotted up in there. There's so much history. And so in the Advent season, we're leading up to Christmas, right? And most of us, we put away the nativity set and we get the tree out of there before the new year rolls in. But in that new year, we're in the season of Epiphany. And that's when the wise men are visiting. That's when Jesus is getting baptized. That's when he's calling his first disciples. It's the early days of Jesus's ministerial walk. And then we're preparing now for a Lenten season. But it's also a journey towards the cross for Protestants. It's also a journey remembering those 40 days of being tempted in the desert, but also with those Jewish roots, it's the journey towards Passover, and it's the remembering of the Exodus and being enslaved and being freed, and then that goes back to Charlton Heston, you know, he was Moses and all that.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's all this intertwining, and then you get to a place like New Orleans, or you get to a place like Brazil that, you know, was influenced by Europeans with Christianity back, what, in the 14, 15, 1600s, and then you get, unfortunately, slavery throughout the world and the influx of African and Caribbean traditions. And then, you know, down in New Orleans, you're talking French, Creole, Spanish.
Keep going.
There's a big Vietnamese population in New Orleans East. You know, there's a lot there.
Yeah, a lot going on. All right, well, let's talk about the Mardi Gras King Cake fundraiser, First Christian Church in Knoxville. If you want to talk a little history about the King Cake as well, you can do that.
Yeah, well, so a part of celebrating there was being invited to Mardi Gras parties. The ministry I worked for Had some folks that were just very steeped in the liturgical traditions of Christianity, and that included these festive holidays, right? So the tradition of the king cake, and we got one over there. There's a plastic Jesus, which back in the day you baked those inside, but it can be a choking hazard, so ours are clearly displayed on top. Don't eat that plastic baby.
Remember that, Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, you can see it. It's right on top.
So the idea is that if your slice encompassed the baby Jesus, different traditions, different things, you'd have good luck. In certain circles, that means you bake and or provide the king cake the next time. All these different things. And then the signs of royalty, the green, the gold, the purple, all meant to represent the King of Kings. And ergo, we get all these different festive times. Yeah. And so we wanted to bring that to this part of the world, because having lived where there's no school today, most work is shut down unless you're in the service industry, and everybody truly is celebrating. That doesn't happen around here, does it?
No, they're not. Well, somebody might be slinging hurricanes. Not as many as down there.
Next Sunday at church, we're singing In the Bleak Midwinter, our choir is, because here we are.
Yeah.
And I've had so many people tell me how depressed they are. How sad they see the days getting longer, but it's still pretty dark. I had somebody at a facility that I work with as a hospice chaplain. Could you come by today? Everybody's, you know, just in a funk, and we could use some uplifted spirits. And look at me.
You're definitely going to uplift some spirits today.
Just things happen for a reason. Yeah, I'll be there. We'll turn those frowns upside down, you know? So that's what we want to do as a church. People like sugar. People like butter. I know from experience. Yeah. And we wanted to do things that were going to be outside of the four walls where not everybody's at on Sundays. Want everybody to know they're welcome on a Sunday morning to join us. But here's some of the fun that we're trying to have. And then every dollar we raise, we don't want to keep it. We'd like it to benefit the community. So it's going to go to the Knoxville Food Pantry. And everything that we've done thus far, you know, has been on donations. So we don't have an overhead cost, and it's all profit, and it's all going to a good nonprofit.
Jordan Knight is a pastor of the First Christian Church in Knoxville, the Mardi Gras King Cake fundraiser. Now, traditional king cakes aren't necessarily the best. What you've got is much better, though.
I've had a dry king cake before, you know. No knock on the local supplier, right?
No, not at all, but.
Yeah, no. I think you're going to have what you enjoy there. And I know as a person, you know, if you're in the kitchen, you're supposed to taste what you're creating, right? So no complaints out of me or my house. And, you know, about the last month has been perfecting the craft, you know. And, yeah, no, man, it's good stuff.
Yeah, and then I opened it up, and it smells so good because Jordan brought us one. So we're looking forward to giving that a try. Yeah. All right, so if somebody's interested and they would like to purchase, how do they go about that?
Yeah, we wanted to make this really simple. So we're just located a block off of Main Street in Knoxville. So if you know where Big Cat's Barbecue is, just hang a right or left there, depending on which direction you're coming from and where the first church you come to. And you can turn right there on South Street and pull up right to the handicap door, and we'll walk out and meet you. How many do you want? Maybe we'll say happy Mardi Gras, give you some beads, right?
And there you go.
You don't even have to get out of the car. And we'd like to send you away with a takeaway of what your donation's going to, what Mardi Gras and King Cake are all about. And then to let you know, I'll be there the next day on Ash Wednesday if you'd like to do an anointing and a blessing. Again, it'll be a drive-through sort of situation. You know, we didn't know what the weather was going to present, and we didn't want to have to mess with people getting out of their cars and maybe it being icy or anything like that. So we're just well-equipped to just come right out and serve you and make it convenient. So starting at 2 o'clock today, and we'll go until supplies last, but we said we'd be there till 6 o'clock. We'd like to sell out. We have a goal in mind. We baked X amount. We'd like to sell out and maybe create something that is traditional.
All to help out the food pantry in Knoxville, so a great cause. So I got to ask you, is your neck getting a workout today? Because between the beads and the ornaments, that's a lot.
I know. My kids asked me, said, Dad, are people going to think we're crazy? And I was like, I mean, just look at me on an average day. I would say probably yes. But, you know, and I was explaining to them the different costumes that you would see during this time. And really some of my favorite days prior were the days prior to Mardi Gras. And actually right after Christmas and into New Year's, there's some really good local parades. I had the blessing of people that had lived there a long time, so they could take you to those local places. But also you could see the big tourist traps. And having worked on New Orleans, I saw it from sunup to sundown. And when you see the sunrise in New Orleans on Ash Wednesday, man, it's a wild experience, you know?
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. So the Mardi Gras King Cake fundraiser going on, First Christian Church in Knoxville, easy to find. If you're coming from Galesburg on 150, you take a right onto South Street there, and
yeah,
the church will be, what, just block down on your left,
mm-hmm,
right,
yep,
right there. Pretty easy to find if you're coming. Obviously, yeah, the direction you turn left. Either way, it's on your left if you're coming from
I got little kids in purple, and we got signs out there, and what the hope is that they'll be, you know, creating a scene there as you drive along, and we're hoping just to take some king cakes around the local community there too, you know, so you might see us out and about this afternoon.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, sounds like a great event, and hopefully you raise a lot for the Knoxville Food
Pantry.
Yeah,
you got time for one more thing?
Absolutely,
man? Okay, I just wanted to express, you know, that what we're hoping to do here is not make a whole bunch of sugar addicts out of folks and not to make light of you know, what is important to us in the practice of our faith. And what I enjoy about this experience that we're just having right now is overall the aim of this season, as I see it, Epiphany means a time of excess. If we think of the birth of a child, which we celebrated, and the days that come after that in the life of Jesus, that's kind of where we can place ourselves, in that when you're a new parent and you're created a new family, there's a heightened sense of everything. And now as that is built and built and built, we also remember different traditions and what comes out of the Old Testament telling us that we are soon going to leave and we're going to search for this land, this promised land, but we don't know where it is. And we can only take what we can carry, so we can't keep everything. We got to use it up. And so Epiphany, Mardi Gras, is use up the excess, because you're going to go into a season not of want, but yes. And you're going to be searching and you're going to be wandering. And sometimes that search is forced on you. Life makes it difficult and you're set out and your path isn't clear and you don't know when the finish line is going to arrive. And it's not like you're Tip Top Magoo when you set out and you're a biathlon, triathlon, and you can do this endurance race. Life was really, really tough before you started this wandering journey. And then you remember it's all going to culminate at the cross. Now, if you believe that is true, if you believe it's fiction, you know life is still a journey. And so what this is hopefully going to spawn, not only in our church as a body of believers, but maybe as a community, yes, we're going to face seasons where we don't want to have to go towards the unknown, because it's painful and it's already difficult. But if we're doing as we believe we should, if we call ourselves Christians, pick up your cross and follow. And if you're carrying your burdens, I would believe that God's going to give you the strength, not only in order to carry your own, but to shoulder the load of somebody else. And so with some plastic beads, right, with some sugar and butter, absolutely.
Lots of color.
Now, you can't make your whole life about that,
right?
Right. But it sure can be a help. And in a world that is very much a frown a lot of the time, I hope to be smiling today. So I thank you for sharing yours with me.
Yeah? Absolutely. And we appreciate it too, Jordan. Thanks so much for coming in. Again, the Mardi Gras King Cake Fundraiser, First Christian Church in Knoxville. You can just drive up and get your cakes and help out with the Knoxville Food Pantry. Jordan, as always, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it this morning.
Yeah.
Thanks for the goodies.
Absolutely. Bless y'all.